This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Bismillahi walhamdulillah wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Inshallah, continuing with our series here in the month of Ramadan, Paths of Peace, where we explore the mention and the concept of peace and tranquility within the Quran. Today we're going to visit a passage from Surah Al-A'raf, Surah number 7, in which it's a very fascinating passage in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala relays to us, shares with us the conversation that will occur between the people of paradise and the people of hell. And there's a third group of people called Ashabul A'raf that the surah is named after. And that's kind of where the crux of the passage is. So we'll go through the passage and we'll talk about it. In surah number 7, beginning with ayah number 42, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ لَا نُكَلِّفُ نَفْسًا إِلَّا وُسْعَهَا, that those people who believed and did righteous deeds. And Allah then interjects and tells us that we do not burden any soul beyond its capacity. أُولَٰئِكَ أَصْحَابُ الْجَنَّةِ هُمْ فِيهَا خَالِدُونَ, that those are the inhabitants of paradise and they will reside therein for all of eternity. In verse number 43, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us some very important and interesting, fascinating characteristics of the people of paradise. وَنَزَعْنَا مَا فِي صُدُورِهِمْ مِنْ غِلْ, that we have removed ill feelings from their chests. We have removed rancor and envy and jealousy and hatred, these kinds of bad feelings from their chests. تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهِمُ الْأَنْهَارِ, in paradise there will be streams and rivers flowing from beneath their feet. وَقَالُوا, and they will say, أَلْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ الَّذِي هَدَانَا لِهَذَا, gratitude and humility. Gratitude and humility. They will say that all praise is due to Allah, the one who guided us to this point, who brought us here. وَمَا كُنَّا لِنَهْتَدِيَ لَوْلَا أَنْ هَدَانَ اللَّهِ, and had Allah not guided us to this place, to this point, to this position, we never could have reached here ourselves. We couldn't have found our way ourselves had Allah not guided us. لَقَدْ جَاءَتْ رُسُلُ رَبِّنَا بِالْحَقِّ, that indeed the messengers of our Lord, they came with the truth. وَنُودُ, and then a call will be made, an announcement shall be made. أَنْتِلْكُمُ الْجَنَّةِ, that this is the paradise. أُورِثْتُمُوهَا, that you are being given ownership of. بِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْمَلُونَ, because of the deeds that you did, how hard you worked, the work that you put in the life of this world. And then in ayah number 44, Allah tells us, وَنَادَى أَصْحَابُ الْجَنَّةِ أَصْحَابَ النَّارِ, that the people who have reached paradise, who have been entered into paradise, they will call out to their counterparts in hell. أَنْ قَدَ وَجَدْنَا مَا وَعَدَنَا رَبُّنَا حَقًّا, that we indeed found what our Lord promised us to be true. فَهَلْ وَجَدْتُمْ مَا وَعَدَ رَبُّكُمْ حَقًّا, did you find what your Lord promised you? Did you find that to be true as well? قَالُوا نَعَمْ, the people of hell will respond by saying, yes indeed. فَأَذَّنَ مُؤَذِّنٌ بَيْنَهُمْ, and then an announcer shall proclaim, اللعنةullahi على الظالمين, that the curse of God is upon those who sinned and did wrong. الذين يصدون عن سبيل الله ويبغونها عوجا, that those who did wrong, what did they do that was so wrong? They blocked people from the path of Allah, and they specifically tried continuously to find fault within the religion of Allah. وهم بالآخرة كافرون, and they rejected believing in the life of the hereafter. وَبَيْنَهُمَا حِجَابٌ, but then there will be this barrier between these two groups. وَعَلَى الْأَعْرَافِ, and on this elevated place, رِجَالٌ, there will be people, يَعْرِفُونَ كُلًّا بِسِيمَاهُمْ, and each group can be recognized by its state and its conditions, the signs upon each group. وَنَادَوْا أَصْحَابَ الْجَنَّةِ, and these people who are in the middle. And now, who are these people in the middle? The Quran refers to them as Al Al-A'raf, Ashabul A'raf. So there's a lot of discussion as to what it alludes to, but as Imam Al-Razi rahimahullah ta'ala mentions, most, if not all, of the opinions lead to the fact and the idea that these are people who had some good and some bad. They had some good and some bad. There are Hudhayfah ibn al-Yaman radiallahu anhu, the companion of the Prophet ﷺ and his confidant, he actually mentions that istawat hasanatuhum wa sayyi'atuhum. These are people that their good and bad was very close to each other, basically equal. And that's why they're stuck in limbo, in this sort of purgatory, where they are suspended between paradise and hell. There's another fascinating narration that actually mentions that it gives a specific example that there were some young men who went out in one of the battles, fighting on behalf of the defending the religion of Islam, defending the lives of Muslims, but going out to do this very noble act, this valiant deed, they did so in defiance of what their parents were telling them to do. Their parents were telling them not to go. They defied their parents' wishes and disobeyed them directly, and they went and they ultimately lost their lives in the line of duty, in the battlefield. So them giving their lives for the sake of Allah prevents them from being put in hell, but their defiance and disobedience of their parents prevents them, blocks them from entering into paradise. And so they're suspended here. And so there's similar kinds of narrations that talk about these people that are stuck in this place. But Allah tells us something about the goodness within them that ultimately is their salvation. وَنَادَوْا أَصْحَابَ الْجَنَّةِ, they will turn and address the people in paradise and they will say, أَنْ سَلَامٌ عَلَيْكُمْ سَلَامٌ عَلَيْكُمْ. They'll wish peace upon the people of paradise. They won't envy them. They won't hate them. They won't cry and bemoan, why are they in paradise? Why not me? But they will say, peace be unto you. Peace be upon you. May Allah's peace and tranquility be upon you. لَمْ يَدْخُلُوهَا, they haven't been able to enter paradise themselves. وَهُمْ يَطْمَعُونَ, but they have not lost hope. They maintain hope. And so once again, we see some very important traits and characteristics and qualities that they don't hate. They don't have this kind of evil feeling in their heart. They don't have that rancor and envy and jealousy and hatred for people. And number two, they remain ever hopeful in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They have not lost hope. وَإِذَا صُرِفَتْ أَبْصَارُهُمْ تِلْقَاءَ أَصْحَابِ النَّارِ, and then they will turn their gazes to the inhabitants of hell, and there they will say, رَبَّنَا لَا تَجْعَلْنَا مَعَ الْقَوْمِ الظَّالِمِينَ. They will make dua to Allah, O Allah, do not put us with these sinful people, these evil people. وَنَادَى أَصْحَابُ الْأَعْرَافِ رِجَالًا يَعْرِفُونَهُمْ بِسِيمَاهُمْ, and then they will address the inhabitants of hell, and some of them, they'll recognize them. مَا أَغْنَى عَنْكُمْ جَمْعُكُمْ, that you had such abundant numbers, you had power, you had might, but it did not help you today. وَمَا كُنْتُمْ تَسْتَكْبِرُونَ, and all the false pride that you carried yourself with in the life of the world is of no use to you today. أَهَٰؤُلَاءِ الَّذِينَ أَقَسَمْتُمْ لَا يَنَالُهُمُ اللَّهُ بِرَحْمَةٍ, and they'll say, you used to say about these people who are in paradise, who you oppressed, who were downtrodden and they were weak, and you swore that they would never receive the mercy of Allah, But look at them today and look where you are today. And then Allah tells us that the announcement will finally be made for these people that are suspended in the middle. Udkhulu al-jannah. Enter into paradise. La khawfun alaykum wa la antum tahzanun. There will be no fear upon you, nor will you grieve anything. Wanada ashabun nari ashab al-jannah. And then the people of hellfire will address the people of paradise. And the sequence in the Quran leads us to understand that after these people who were stuck in the middle have been entered into paradise, now everyone has been judged and reckoned, and everyone is in their place. The people of hell will say, looking at the people in paradise, أَنْ أَفِيدُوا عَلَيْنَا مِنَ الْمَاءُ مِمَّا رَزَقَكُمُ اللَّهُ. Send down water or some of God's sustenance upon us. قَالُوا. The people of paradise will respond to them and say, إِنَّ اللَّهَ حَرَّمَهُمَا عَلَى الْكَافِرِينَ. That the blessings of the life of the hereafter, the blessings of paradise, are forbidden upon the people who disbelieved and were ungrateful to Allah. الَّذِينَ اتَّخَذُوا دِينَهُمْ لَهُوًا وَلَعِبًا. The people who made a mockery of the religion of Allah. وَغَرَّتْهُمُ الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا. They will allow themselves to be deluded by the life of this world, material things of this dunya. فَالْيَوْمَ نَنْسَاهُمْ كَمَا نَسُوا لِقَاءَ يَوْمِهِمْ هَذَا. And so today, the announcement will be made that you will be forgotten. We will forget you, meaning we will abandon you as you totally neglected this reality that is occurring today. You ignored this. You neglected this reality. So just similarly, you will be neglected and forgotten here today. وَمَا كَانُوا بِآيَاتِنَا يَجَحَدُونَ. And all of their denial of the revelation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be proven to be their downfall. So in this passage, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us and sharing with us that these people, even though they are facing the greatest fear that any human being can have, where they are suspended, they are not being allowed to enter paradise, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us some of their very fundamental basic qualities, that they are people who do not have evil in their hearts, they don't carry hatred for their fellow believers, and they always remain hopeful in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They continue to make dua to Allah and turn to Allah. And ultimately that will prove to be their salvation. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from the people of paradise. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala free our hearts from the evil and the hatred and the envy and the jealousy that we carry. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fill our hearts and our lives with the hope of His mercy. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala always keep us connected to the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And on the day of judgment, may Allah not inflict upon us this terrible fate. And may Allah allow us to enter paradise without any reckoning. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the ability to practice everything we've said and heard. Subhanallahi wa bihamdihi. Subhanakallahu wa bihamdik. Nashhadu wa la ilaha illa anta. Nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Again, as we've been announcing last couple of days, with the beginning of the last 10 nights of the month of Ramadan, inshallah tonight we have the program beginning for the last 10 nights. And that will start with shortly after the end of Taraweeh, probably around 11:45. We will start we will have a session for reflections, inshallah. And then after that, we will have some Qiyam prayers at night, as well, some night prayers. And so we encourage everyone to, inshallah, join us. Jazakumullah khairan. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.